Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Build Reading Fluency in 10 Minutes a Day, 100 Reproducible Leveled Passages. Reading levels 8th, 12th grades is an instructional resource for secondary reading practice rather than a traditional textbook or narrative work. Created by two pencils and a book, it is designed for students in upper middle school and high school who need structured support in fluency and comprehension. The book centers on a short daily routine built around reproducible leveled passages, repeated oral reading, and performance feedback. Its stated purpose is to help teachers, tutors, and interventionists improve student accuracy, rate, and expression without requiring large blocks of class time. The program also extends beyond speed by including comprehension follow-up activities that ask students to discuss, write, or otherwise show understanding of what they read. Based on available public descriptions, the book presents itself as a practical science of reading-aligned tool that can be implemented in classrooms through peer work, small groups, or related fluency routines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a short daily structure built for regular fluency practice. One of the most important aspects of this book is its emphasis on consistency through a brief daily routine. The title itself highlights a 10-minute framework, signaling that the program is meant to fit into real classroom schedules rather than compete with full literacy blocks. This matters because many fluency resources are effective in theory, but difficult to sustain in secondary settings where time is limited and instructional demands are broad. Public descriptions of the book present it as a turnkey system with implementation guidance, which suggests that educators are not left to create the routine from scratch. Instead, the book appears organized to support immediate classroom use with reproducible passages and a repeatable procedure. The instructional logic is straightforward. Students practice often, in short bursts, and improve through repetition over time. This kind of design is especially useful for older readers who may need intervention but resist materials that feel elementary or overly time-consuming. The book, therefore, stands out as a practical resource because it treats fluency as something that can be developed through manageable daily habits. In secondary instruction, that level of efficiency is often a major advantage. Secondly, repeated reading as the core method for building fluency. The book is strongly centered on repeated reading, an approach widely associated with fluency instruction. According to the available descriptions, students read the same passage multiple times, often three times, while using feedback from a peer or instructor to improve each attempt. This method aligns with established classroom fluency practice because it gives students a chance to move from effortful decoding toward smoother, more accurate oral reading. The focus is not simply on going faster. It includes the connected elements of accuracy, rate, and expression, which together define fluent reading in most educational contexts. By returning to the same passage, students can devote less mental energy to word recognition and more to phrasing and meaning. For adolescents, this is important because weak fluency can limit access to grade-level texts, even when students can understand ideas when presented clearly. A repeated reading model also makes growth visible. Students can hear their own progress across readings and receive immediate correction on miscues or weak phrasing. This practical, evidence-aligned structure explains why the resource is positioned as research-based, rather than offering abstract theory. It organizes fluency development around a method educators already recognize as useful and teachable. Thirdly, peer-driven learning and student accountability. A distinctive feature of the program is its peer-driven design. Public product descriptions emphasize pairing students of similar skill levels so they can read aloud, track progress, and provide feedback to one another. That structure has several instructional implications. First, it reduces the burden on the teacher during repeated practice, which is important in classrooms where one adult cannot listen to every student every day. Second, it encourages students to become active participants in monitoring fluency rather than passive recipients of correction. When students listen for accuracy, rate, and expression, they are learning what fluent reading sounds like, as well as practicing it themselves. The peer format may also support engagement because it introduces collaboration into a skill area that can otherwise feel isolating, especially for older struggling readers. At the same time, the approach depends on clear routines and modeling. For peer feedback to be useful, students need guidance on how to listen, record, and respond productively. The value of the book appears to lie partly in giving those implementation directions in a usable format. In that sense, the peer model is not just a classroom management choice. It is part of the instructional design, helping make daily fluency work more scalable, interactive, and sustainable. Fourthly, leveled and reproducible passages suited to secondary readers. The collection of 100 reproducible leveled passages is central to the book's practical value. Secondary fluency intervention can be difficult because teachers need material that is readable for developing readers but still appropriate for older students. PubMed description suggests that this book addresses that issue by using age-appropriate passages aligned to higher grade bands, while also organizing them by reading level. That combination is important. If a text is too difficult, repeated reading can become frustrating and unproductive. If it is too simple or childish, adolescent students may disengage. A leveled set of passages allows educators to match text difficulty more carefully to student need, making the fluency routine more targeted and realistic. The reproducible format also supports classroom implementation. Teachers, specialists, and tutors can reuse the resource across groups without needing to build passage sets independently. In differentiated settings, that convenience matters because intervention often requires many copies, flexible grouping, and regular progress routines. The number of passages also suggests range and continuity, giving educators enough material to sustain practice over time rather than treating fluency as a short unit. In category terms, this makes the book less like a single workbook and more like an ongoing instructional tool for repeated use. Lastly, fluency linked to comprehension and academic readiness. An important strength of the book is that it does not present fluency as an isolated mechanical skill. Available descriptions indicate that students complete comprehension-related tasks after working with passages, including discussion, writing, or other demonstrations of understanding. This matters because effective reading instruction for older students must connect oral reading performance to actual meaning-making. A student may improve in pace, but if comprehension remains weak, the instructional payoff is limited. By including comprehension follow-up, the book acknowledges the broader purpose of fluent reading, which is to support fuller access to text. The resource also frames fluency as relevant to college and career readiness, a common concern in secondary education. That positioning makes sense, because students who read accurately and with appropriate phrasing are generally better prepared to process complex academic material across subjects. 8. The book seems intended not only for English classes but also for intervention settings, where basic reading efficiency affects performance in many disciplines. In this way, the program balances skill practice with a wider academic goal. It treats fluency as a bridge between word-level competence and independent understanding, which is a more meaningful approach than focusing on timing alone. In conclusion, Build Reading Fluency in 10 Minutes a Day is best suited for high school teachers, reading specialists, intervention staff, and tutors who need a structured fluency resource for older students. It is particularly relevant for educators working with adolescents whose reading remains labored enough to affect comprehension, confidence, and participation in grade-level work. The main practical benefit is efficiency. Instead of demanding a complex intervention system, the book appears to offer a clear routine with leveled passages, repeated reading, peer feedback, and comprehension follow-through. That makes it usable in classrooms where time and staffing are limited. Another benefit is that it respects the realities of secondary literacy instruction by using age-appropriate materials and by linking fluency work to broader academic outcomes, compared with many fluency resources that are aimed at younger children. This one is positioned for older learners and for teachers who need reproducible materials that can be implemented quickly. It also stands out by combining several elements that are often separated in other resources: daily brevity, repeated reading, peer accountability, differentiated passage levels, and comprehension tasks. For educators seeking a practical and classroom-ready fluency support tool, the book offers a realistic model for sustained reading improvement. If you would like to support 2 Pencils and a Book, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.